The Gemara has a discussion which has much importance halacha lamaisa. Now, on the one hand, the Mishnah and the Gemara debate the question of efshel tzamtzem. Is it possible to say that we can be so precise that two things happen at the exact same moment, or two things are the exact same size? Do we assume that such precision exists? We say efshel tzamtzem, or do we say no, it's not possible, and it's efshel tzamtzem? In this context, the Gemara raises the fact that the Torah has obligations that seem to presume that it is efshel tzamtzem. For example, the Torah instructed to build the Mishkan with precise measurements, so therefore we have to assume that it's possible to observe this mitzvah and to build the Mishkan with precise measurements. So the Gemara rejects this as a proof. And the Gemara says that no, there the Torah told us to do it, so it's got to be that whoever were able to do it, that's legitimate. But it doesn't necessarily mean that this element of absolute precision necessarily exists. This is a principle that Poskim discuss, for example, in the area of tefillin. So tefillin have to be square. So if something's square, it means it has all the sides equal. So that seems to presume that we can know that something is really equal to something else. Otherwise, it's not really square. So that's a question that Poskim debate. How exactly do we determine that tefillin are actually square if there's a possibility that we say efshel tzamtzem, that it's not possible to determine something with such precision? So the Poskim point to this Gemara about the Mishkan. The fact that we see that if there's a mitzvah in the Torah tells us to do it, so it's got to be the best we can, is enough. So too, when it comes to tefillin, what looks to be square to us, that's got to be enough. This is something that many poskim write. Nonetheless, there are still limits. For example, the Tshuvas Eretzvi, the Kadosh Lava Rav, quotes from the Sefer Chesed Lavram, that he says there that it must be that a small difference in the size of the walls of the tefillin and the sides of the square is not such a big deal, because we see this opinion in the Gemara and the Mishnah, e efshel tzamtzem, and if that's true, how could we ever be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin? So it must be, if the sides are a little different, then it doesn't matter. So the Kadosh Glover Rav writes, that's not exactly true, because the Gemara says that we see from the Mishkan that what seems to us to be square, what seems to us to be precise, has to be enough. But if we can perceive a difference, if we look and we see something is more one side than the other, so then that's already not relevant to this whole discussion of the efshel tzamtzem. You could understand this further, al pi lamdus, if we look at the Tosfos, the way Tosfos understands on Daf Yudzayin and Mideis and Bechoros, that the question of efshel tzamtzem is not really a question of whether or not it exists in nature, but the question is, can we perceive it? When we look at something, is it possible to understand that it is precise or not? So therefore, it could be when we look at our responsibilities in mitzvot, we look at what we have to do, so then the question is it possible for us to perceive precise equality? And if it's not, so then that's not going to be our responsibility. But if the situation is that we can tell, so we can look at it and we can see the difference, so then that would make a difference. Perhaps, and that seems to be the point that the Kadosh Glover Rav is raising in opposition to this Chesed Avram. There's another interesting comment that we find in the Tshuvas L'Horos Nasan of Nasan Gishtetna, just tangentially related to this question of Eshel Tzantzim. Rav Nasan Gishtetna was asked by somebody who wants to know, as far as Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is concerned, and someone's involved in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, but he wants to reduce the number of Yisurim he's going to do. So he's going to call a doctor, but he wants to try to do it in a way that's not going to have to involve an Issur D'oraisa. So he figures if he and somebody else will lift the phone together, so we have an Hilchos Shabbos, at least a Ptur, that if two people do a Malacha together, so then you're Pater. So Rav Nosson Gishtetner writes that no, this is not really going to apply here, because the idea of Shnayim Shasos Pater, that means that if two people are doing something that's an ongoing Malacha, so the fact that they're both doing it together, so then that makes it part on a level on a Torah. But if something has to happen at the exact same second, here they're going to have to pick up the phone at the exact same second. Otherwise, one person will pick it up first, and the other person is not doing anything. And since we're going to assume that efshel tzamtzem, so therefore the whole idea of Shnayim Shasos is not even going to come in here at all. And even if you say that we assume Efshel Tzamtzim, the Rambam paskins E-Efshel Tzamtzim. The Rambam Hilchos would say Echa Perek Tes Halacha Ches. But other Rishonim may assume that if human effort is involved, then it's Efshel Tzamtzim. It's a discussion in the Rosh and the Chorus. It's a long discussion in the Tosfos. So then, even if you say Efshel Tzamtzim, still, Vilharis Nassim writes, then he's going to have to do a mamash at the same time, and that's going to take away with the speed that they'll be able to call, so when it comes to a situation of Vikuach Nefesh, it's not worth wasting time like that, and therefore he dismisses this whole Eitzah.